We made a pact earlier. We're not going to tell any Iowa or Minnesota jokes. We both agree on Ole and Lena jokes, but other than that, we can tell those in private. But we are really honored today to have a person who is recognized as one of the most innovative, thoughtful, successful governors in the country today. And he's gained, obviously, national prominence because of his great work and his second term in the great state of Minnesota. Someone who has been reformed as far as education, as far as accountability in the classroom and in the schools, who has actually reduced taxes, who has balanced budgets when he's faced with overwhelming deficits when you first were elected, that you inherited, but someone who is truly a success story, who understands that the best answers in healthcare are going to be market-based initiatives, who actually has been successful, has a proven track record. And Governor, we're just very, very pleased to have you here today, and it's my great honor to introduce the governor from the great state of Minnesota, Tim Pawlenty. Thank you.
Thanks for coming out this afternoon. We sure appreciate it. And since Tom opened the door, okay, Ole and Lena were having some difficulties in their relationship, and they were bickering all the time. They were fighting all the time. And so, like any good Minnesotan, Ole went off to a therapist to share his concerns about his relationship and the deteriorating condition with Lena. And so he was going on to the doctor about how this thing wasn't going well, and they were fighting, they were bickering. The doctor listened patiently for a minute or two, and he stopped Ole right in the middle of the story. He said, "Ole, don't worry about it. I've got the solution for you. I know how we can fix this." And Ole said, "Well, what? What should I do?" The doctor said, "I want you to go out every day for the next 2 weeks and walk 2 miles every day." And Ole said, "Okay." And so he went off and did that, and dutifully every day for the next 14 days, Ole walked 2 miles. And on the 14th day, his phone rang. And Ole picked it up, and it was the doctor. And the doctor said, "Well, Ole, how's it going? Is the therapy I recommended working? Is the relationship with Lena improving?" And Ole said, "Well, how would I know? I'm 28 miles away from my house." Well, I share that story with you about the need for our Republican Party to refocus and come back home on a number of things. But I am delighted to be here, first of all, with the great Governor Branstad. He was a role model for me, and I was a student of his great work when he was governor of Iowa, and he continues to serve this state so mightily and so diligently. And Governor Branstad, I'm grateful to be here with you and for your wonderful service. And you know Tom and how fantastic he is. And one of the things I think Midwesterners like, Minnesotans like, and Iowans like are people who want to be their public servants, who are authentic, who are decent, who are straight shooters, who are straight talkers. And you have that in your congressman. This is an individual who has served your state and our nation with great diligence. And he is somebody who knows this district. The district knows him. He has served extraordinarily well, and he deserves to be reelected. We need good people to be in the United States Congress. When somebody of his caliber and his experience and his judgment and his passion for public service raises their hand and says, "I'm willing to serve," I think it's important that the rest of us pull alongside and say, "We're willing to help you." And yes. And Kathy's even better, I think. But
you know that.
Absolutely. I thought I would just share a few quick thoughts with you about kind of, this is the Republican Victory Office, and it's the Latham for Congress office and the McCain office, and just a few thoughts that I think are going to serve our candidates well for, or why our candidates are going to do well, I should say, this November. And first of all, the people of the United States of America and the people of Iowa are wise. voting for Barack Obama for President of the United States, leader of the free world, and commander-in-chief is the political equivalent of bungee jumping. Especially if you're a little up there along the way of life, you think it might be a good idea or interesting at the time, and then you get to the edge of the cliff and look over and you think, this is not such a wise idea. We have an individual in John McCain who has served this country for his entire life with the principle of putting country first over his own political agenda, over his own views and values. He has served this country as a hero, as a patriot, as an incredible public servant and leader for a long time. He has a record that is a record of wisdom and judgment and insight and country first. Now, how does that play out in the context of a political campaign? A couple of just examples amongst many. You've seen in recent weeks that people have acknowledged, almost everybody, that the surge worked. But Barack Obama was asked a couple weeks ago, even if you knew then what you know now, would you support the surge? And you know what he said? No. He still wouldn't support it. You know, that reflects, I think, a certain lack of perspective or judgment. Yesterday, thankfully, he finally changed his position on offshore drilling, or at least said he might be open to it. But the fact that it had to even get to that point reflects some pretty initial bad judgment on energy policy. As Tom just mentioned, how we're going to address the energy issue in this country is going to be one of the defining moments for the future success of our country. Our citizens can't have access to a good quality of life if they can't afford to put gas or fuel in their car and get to work and get to their family events and pursue the other things in life that they like to do or need to do and all the other related energy impacts, including heating our homes. John McCain has said we need to use more nuclear power. Barack Obama has said no. John McCain has said let's drill offshore with state's permission, and Barack Obama said no. John McCain said we shouldn't increase taxes on energy. Barack Obama said yes to that and has a record of doing so. John McCain said let's offer a big incentive for the first person who can invent the next generation electric power car and the battery to support that in an efficient and economical way. Barack Obama ridiculed that idea. John McCain said, let's offer a $5,000 tax credit to people who will buy high efficiency, low emission vehicles to stimulate getting them to market and getting them on the road. Barack Obama ridiculed that idea. The list goes on and on and on. John McCain wanted to have a gas tax holiday to provide at least some modest relief to people when we're going through these acute gasoline prices and guarantee that the road fund would be backfilled so it wouldn't be hurt in terms of roads and transportation. Barack Obama said no. John McCain has been forward-looking, courageous, and bold trying to chart a different energy future and better energy future for our country, as has Tom, and we have our friends on the other side of the aisle saying no. I don't think that's in the best interests of our country. It's not in the best interests of Iowa. It's not in the best interests of Minnesota. We need to do all that we can to increase the supply of energy and as quickly as possible move to cleaner, better energy. And I know Iowa and Minnesota have been helping to lead the way in those areas, and we're proud of that, and we need to do as much of that as possible, but we're going to need to do all of it. And Barack Obama stood up at a speech recently and said that one of the things that is really important from energy policy, from his standpoint, is to check the pressure in our tires. So here's a tire gauge. You can go out in the parking lot here and check your tires. Now, that's an interesting thing. We want you to have good pressure in your tires. It will, you know, very mildly add to your fuel efficiency. But checking the air pressure in your tires is not an energy policy for the United States of America. Tom gets that, and Senator McCain gets that, and this has applied to many other issues, and we won't go through it all because it's Saturday and the sky is blue and the sun is out and you're kind to come today, but we do not want the next president of the United States to have a fundamental misunderstanding of the world that we live in terms of the national security threat that we face, in terms of the need to be the commander-in-chief and what that means in terms of the effective use and understanding of our military. We do not want to have somebody who doesn't understand energy policy. And candidly, we also don't want somebody who's going to heap onto the backbone of our economy, namely small businesses, the ones who are providing 70% of the job growth in this country, another bucket load of taxes. And that's what Barack Obama has proposed. And that would be the exact wrong thing to do for growing and developing our economy and job growth in this country. I'll just close by saying that we have a chance in Congressman Latham, in Senator McCain, to elect to these offices two people who are authentic, two people who are deeply committed to public service and are doing it because they feel they can have something to contribute, not out of a sense of, you know, celebrity or, you know, some other motivation. We have courageous leaders who are willing to take tough stands on tough issues. And we also have two people who I believe have a record that would suggest to you that behind that record is wisdom, judgment, experience, steady hand on the throttle, and understanding of what it takes to grow an economy and to increase jobs, to increase small businesses, to increase entrepreneurial activity, and things like a better energy policy. I'm delighted to be here to lend my voice to these great individuals and to the other candidates in the room. We have about 90 days left to go. The Gallup poll came out yesterday morning showing Barack Obama and John McCain tied in the race for president. John McCain has gained that. John McCain has gained nicely over the last few weeks in that poll, and Republicans close hard, and they close well in these races. And to my conservative friends, I also want to remind you that if and when, Senator McCain is the President of the United States, he's going to do a number of things, but for sure he's going to do these three things. He's going to win the war and allow our soldiers who have served us so with such honor and such valor to come home with victory and honor. I can assure you he will crank down on federal spending so we can reclaim the title of the party of being fiscally disciplined and making sure that we hold government accountable, not just for what's going in, but the results that we're getting. And he's also somebody who's going to give us a United States Supreme Court that will interpret the law as it's written rather than making it up on the back of a napkin. So this race now is essentially tied. Senator McCain is in position to win if we support him. Tom is in position to win if we support him. If you can write a check of any size that would support them financially, they need that, please do so. If you can pound signs, write letters, make phone calls, if you can speak to other folks who are not as involved in politics as you, that is a powerful, powerful way to get votes. The number one or one of the most impactful ways you can influence somebody who hasn't decided how to vote is to talk to them personally. And so I hope you'd be willing to consider that as part of an outreach effort as well. We can win this, we will win this, but it's going to take everybody in this room and more rowing together in the same direction. So let's go out and do that. Thanks for coming this afternoon.